Kurdish militia in Syria. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reporting progress by its forces on the second day of an operation that world powers fear could further destabilize a region in turmoil.
Harekat başladığı saatten şu ana kadar.
He said Thursday 109 terrorists have been killed so far, just like all the other operations carried out by Turkey. The aim of the peace spring is to contribute to Syria's territorial and political integrity. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there was no blackmail in the phone call with President Donald Trump that helped spark an impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Zelensky said he only learned after their July 25th phone call that the U.S. had blocked hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine. Zelensky said military aid was not discussed and wasn't the theme of the conversation. Trump asked Zelensky during the call to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden, according to a rough White House transcript. Congressional Democrats believe Trump was holding up the aid to use as leverage to pressure Ukraine and advance his domestic political interests ahead of next year's U.S. presidential election. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli President Reuven Rivlin expressed his deep shock from what he called an anti-Semitic attack on a synagogue in the eastern German city of Halle. During the attack Wednesday, a heavily armed assailant tried to force his way in on Yom Kippur, Judaism's holiest day. The president said, "I call on Germany's leadership to carry out justice with a firm and uncompromising hand against anti-Semitism and its results against neo-fascism." This is VOA News. Journalists' organizations are increasingly concerned that reporters covering the violent demonstrations in Hong Kong are being targeted.